AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing on this fine Monday night evening?
Yes, I am doing pretty good. We are recording this virtually. You know, we're off for Thanksgiving break, and we are unfortunately recording this a day early. So, you know, we won't know how this Monday night game goes, but you know, I think, maybe it'll still be a good game. Panthers, 49ers, you never fully know how that's going to go. But, yeah, so, you know, we're getting the episode out earlier for you guys this week because of, you know, us not being able to be together. And then, of course, I'm going to be leaving to the infamous Kansas trip soon. So,
I'll go ahead here. Yeah, so, I mean, getting into, I mean, just the games of the week, I think we had a lot of disagreements going, if I remember correctly.
We did.
And I think I was looking, I haven't checked my stats, but I think some of mine did pan out. I do vividly remember saying the Chiefs would beat the Colts.
Yeah, so
looking back. I think that,
back,
that did happen in OT.
Let me see what I got here. Some of the big disagreements we had included, yeah, Colts and Chiefs, which Vinny accurately predicted. Steelers-Bears, which I incorrectly predicted. But then I got the Browns, Jags, and Cowboys right.
Dang.
Which was a big, big up for me. But then you, of course, got Falcons over the Saints. But, yeah, it was honestly a pretty good week. And then I don't believe we disagreed on the last so I could still tie up if the Panthers win tonight.
Oh, that's right.
So pretty good. But yeah, honestly a really good week, if I do say so myself. So yeah, you want to just get us into the news?
All right, let's get started. All right, guys, let's move into some news and injury updates for the week. So we do, you know, decent bit of injuries here. Start off with two little tidbits of news. First one I just saw right when I was not too long ago, like a couple minutes ago, is Justin Tucker is actually, you know, potentially getting a signing.
He has
a workout with the New Orleans Saints. So, you know, not sure how that went or if it even happened yet, but I saw some people online were kind of criticizing him. So, you know,
yeah,
I don't know much about it. I haven't heard his name in a while.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to be because, you know, he was obviously the best kicker in the league for a while. But then, obviously, the allegations came out and after the allegations started coming out, he wasn't really the same guy or kicker that we once knew. So I think we'll have to see. Honestly, I'm not sure what their kicking situation looks like this season or if it's been bad.
I mean, the Packers may be in the market for one.
Yeah, so, honestly.
Hey, if worse comes to worse, you got to pick them up.
I get it. Hey, you got to separate the athlete from their actions, right?
I guess so, but yeah, so that, you know, pretty interesting to see there. Also, I did just see that the Chiefs are signing Damian Pierce to the practice squad.
Oh,
so
I did
another
not
name
see
I didn't
that.
Kind of haven't heard in a while. I mean, I just saw like a tweet of it when I was on. I probably should confirm it to be sure, but like it was on one of the NFL
news. Yeah, I believe it
on Yahoo. So I mean, yeah, he had a good little run. Was it like 2 years ago or?
I think maybe three now, even, which is crazy to think about.
I mean, now that Woody Marks kind of took the reins over,
yeah,
and Nick Chubb and Joe, like, you know, like the Texans have plenty of talent. So, and you know, Pacheco's been in and out, and Hunt, I don't know how he's still doing well.
Yeah, but, honestly, I think he's had over 100 yards.
I believe so. So yeah, you know, definitely a W for him. Good to see there. All right, so let's get into you know, some player news, some injury news for the week. Starting off with some QB stuff. We did see that Shador Sanders got his first start this week, did secure the win, and I did see that they are planning to go with him again next week versus the 49ers, despite Dylan Gabriel being cleared to come back. So
okay.
They are, you know, trying to change things up, you know, see what his potential is like for, you know, for next year, for future years. So, you know, that'll be, he, you know, sure he's
he didn't play terrible.
Definitely better than when he went in off the injury.
Oh yeah.
That was not pretty. Yeah. So yeah, there's that, you know. Definitely exciting if, you know, could be exciting if you're a Browns fan. Also, speaking of, I guess, concussions, J.J. McCarthy is in concussion protocol.
Maybe that's so, why he played so bad.
Yeah, I did see some of those plays, some of those throws, and they were not pretty. But yeah, okay. So, you know, maybe better off without him, though. They are planning to have the backup start. Is Max Brosmer, who I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, I have never heard of him in my entire life.
And they are playing the Seahawks, so that may just be a free L. Not too confident there. But I guess this is mainly all QB news I have written down here. But Baker Mayfield, he is, you know, he may be out for some time potentially. He had a shoulder injury in the game, and then he's got an MRI. I think it was today, but I didn't see anything on it yet. So, you know, could be some, maybe a sprain or maybe something worse. I don't know. Who do they? Do you know who they have at backup? I think
Tyrod Taylor came in.
What? How is he like everyone's backup? I feel like you just say Tyrod Taylor anytime you don't know.
Oh no, it was Teddy.
Is he not the Jets backup?
It's Teddy Bridgewater. It's all those guys.
I was gonna
that,
say
like,
Tyrod Taylor can't just play on every team.
It's all the guys that like, they're just semi-athletic old quarterbacks that just bounce around everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so you know, hoping for the best there. Also, though, two potential returns, which be exciting. First would be Rodgers. We are, you know, the Steelers are planning to have him return for the Bills next week, which, you know, I guess you could say pretty much a must win.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
And for the Steelers, we're being honest. I mean, their schedule is just really tough.
Actually, I didn't even realize the Ravens just took the division.
Oh, that's right, with the... the Steelers L this week.
Yeah, so they really need that.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying this could be the Steelers' first losing season, because if you look at the rest of their schedule, and I know we say that every year.
They could beat the Dolphins. They could beat the Browns. They just got to beat the Ravens.
If they can beat the Ravens once, then
I think they'll have a winning record if they can beat, the Ravens once, and then the Dolphins and Browns. They'll have a winning record.
So it's, yeah, it's possible, but definitely, you know, the Tomlin record is on the line right now.
Yeah, which so I actually didn't have to lock realize. In a bit. I didn't realize this, but the Ravens started 1-5, and now are on a 5-game winning streak to take the division back.
Pretty yeah, impressive. They. I guess part of that was Lamar Jackson coming back.
Yeah,
they won a couple without him. I think they the first two were without him or something like that.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
But yeah, so hoping he's back for next week. And also Joe Burrow, he may also be returning this next week. And it is pretty important for them as well. I don't know what their playoff situation will look like.
I mean, they're pretty hopeless right now.
Like they would need a lot. They would need to win every game and then like have some miracles happen.
Even so if they win may, every you know,
may,
game,
may try to get them in.
If they win every game, they're only one game above 500.
Oh, so. That's true. But they also are going to be without T. Higgins, who sustained a concussion. But they will have Ja'Marr Chase back. So a little trade-off there. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, excited to see him return. And then two running backs. We did see Kamara, he left the game versus the Falcons early with a knee injury, so he didn't return. He's questionable, and that would leave Devin Neal as the starter. So, I do have him in two of my leagues, so hoping he's healthy. But we will see with that. And then also Josh Jacobs, I know they got the short week for Thanksgiving this week, so. It is probably, a slimmer chance that he'll play, I'm assuming. Is that what you've been hearing?
I mean, I've heard that he really wants to play. Like, he is doing everything in his power to play. But I wouldn't be surprised if, although, like, this is a big game against the Lions. I mean.
That's true.
I don't know, because he was rumored to maybe play this last week. So I could see him playing, but. I also wouldn't blame us if we sat him to, try and get healthy for this stretch.
Yeah, definitely. Never hurts to play it safe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that is all the news I had written down here. You want to add anything onto that, Aiden, or do you want to just get right into the guest of player?
Yeah, I can't really think of anything other than, the Pitt Panthers are going to win a natty this year.
We got a big win against Georgia Tech.
Yeah, so, we're going to win it all this year, but not that that's really news. Everyone kind of knew that, but, just had to throw it in.
Yeah, of course. Well, all right, so with that, let's move on to guess the player.
All right.
All right, guys, it is time for Guess the Player, everyone's favorite segment. Yes. So I got four stat lines here, some pretty interesting ones from this week, which is still currently ongoing. Don't have any of the Monday night stats yet. So Aiden has a little bit of a better odds.
Okay.
Less games to pick from. But got some interesting stat lines here. Aiden's going to try to guess them, and then we will talk about some of these games. So the first one... Looking ahead, I think you'll get at least 2 for 4.
I'll take that.
I think you'll get some of these. All right. So first one is, arguably one of the best, if not the best, of the week or even of the year. This player had 15 carries for 219 yards and 2 touchdowns. As well as 11 catches for 45 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, I do know who this is. And that is just a ridiculous stat line. It's Jahmyr Gibbs all day.
Yeah, I mean, dude, whoever played against him in fantasy this week, I feel bad.
I mean, the dude in our league has him and JSN, who... Oh my god.
Yeah, he's about to put up over 200.
Yeah, it's absurd. And
he has McCaffrey.
I feel bad. The Giants had this game in the bag. They were up by 10 in the fourth quarter. And, they were up by 3 points, and then they had it first and goal. And then they go for it on fourth down, don't get it. And then the Lions obviously drive downfield, score a field goal, and then Jahmyr Gibbs in overtime, just so dominant.
Yeah.
And he's just such a check down merchant, too. 11 catches is ridiculous.
Yeah, I have 12 targets, so, yeah, I mean, definitely does get a lot of check downs. But, yeah, I mean, with this, it's crazy to think that the Giants are already eliminated from the playoffs. With, you know, some weeks to go.
Is that confirmed now? Because I forget the other team had to win.
I think it is. I think I saw something.
Okay, yeah.
Saying that it's confirmed, which, yeah, they're 2-10, which is crazy, because sometimes they look pretty, like, sometimes they don't look like a 2-10 team, you know?
Yeah, which, that makes my, because for a little bit there, I was getting nervous about one of my hot takes from week one. I did say that the Giants will get the first overall pick, and that's looking more and more likely every single week.
I mean, I don't know how I consider that a hot take.
Yeah, true.
That's more of a cold take. But yeah, I mean, looking, you know, I feel like the Packers should be a little bit scared going into this Thanksgiving game. I mean, the Packers would have benefited from the Giants winning here, definitely.
I agree, but I don't think, I think this is a bad, this is at home for Detroit, and they almost lose to the Giants. They probably should have lost to the Giants. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it makes me scared. The Lions, the last few games, I mean, or last two games, I guess, they don't look good against the Eagles. Granted, the Packers didn't either. But then they don't look good against the Giants. I don't know. The Lions' defense just does not look good, and I know the Packers' defense is good enough to lock them up, so I'm a little worried.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
You know, that's what happened week one.
Exactly.
So that'll be a fun Thanksgiving game to watch.
Yeah.
I look forward to that one. But yeah, I mean, crazy stat line there. That's probably the best of the year, I would have to guess, as far as fantasy points.
Oh yeah, gotta be.
I don't think, cause who had or what's his name? Jonathan Taylor had 50 two weeks ago or something like that. But 55?
Yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, that definitely had to throw that one in there. I mean, we knew that was coming. But let's move on to this next one. This one, I'd say, is not as impressive as you'd expect. So this is a quarterback. We got 24 for 34 with 253 yards. Zero touchdowns, two interceptions, and sacked eight times. Additionally, five rushes for 20 yards.
Yeah, I believe I saw this stat line while sitting in jeans, having myself a beautiful icy light. I believe this is Josh Allen.
Yep, that is correct. I mean, this game, I mean, I don't know if we talked about this in the episode last week, but, you know, we were saying that the Texans were barely underdogs.
Yes.
And everybody was like, this is a little suspicious. And then, that's what we all said, but then didn't take the bet. Aiden actually bet on Buffalo to win.
I did.
And then, what happens?
Yeah.
Just as the bookie, the DraftKings knew something was up.
And then there was a DraftKings promo saying Josh Allen touchdown in the first quarter. Me and Vinny both thought that was free. He didn't have a touchdown the whole game.
See, that every time they put one of those, like, dude, the Justin Herbert boost.
The Justin anytime Herbert they put a boost out. Have we ever talked about that on this pod? I don't know.
I think we definitely have mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, since people don't know about this, this was our freshman year, and, you know, we were getting into betting, and DraftKings had out a boost for Justin Herbert to get one passing touchdown. And at this point of his career, there had not been a game where he hadn't gotten a touchdown. And then I think this game, it was like Chargers-Broncos or something, and it ended up with zero touchdowns or something like that, so... Yeah,
and I bet the house on it. Well, I just did the maximum it let you.
They
get cursed. I mean, the Bills, that's what they've just been very inconsistent this year.
Yeah,
they'll just go from blowing out a team like I think. Yeah, last week didn't they? Was it last week that they blew whoever out?
Beat
the Buccaneers, and then previous week. Lose to the Dolphins pretty easily.
And then
week
beat
before
the Chiefs.
That, beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Destroy the Panthers. Lose to the Falcons. Lose to the Patriots. So they're just so inconsistent.
Yeah, they're terribly inconsistent. But, I mean, looking at this game, Josh Allen, other than the two picks, I guess didn't play terrible. But, like, I think it's just the receiving threats. They have no one good. Shakir had a lot of yards, but granted, those were kind of garbage time yards. And then without those garbage time yards, their leading receiver is Ty Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is with the Bills this year. I mean, but if we're following the current trend, that means they are due to just destroy the Steelers this week. If they're doing like a one week off kind of thing, but that's what the Steelers have been doing too. To be fair, so there's so many teams
honestly,
this year.
So this game is actually gonna be really funny because the Bills will randomly look really bad or really good, but the Steelers like they're either gonna lose really bad to a bad team or just randomly beat a good team. So yeah, this might be. Honestly, maybe a tie.
Hey, I would at this point. I would take a tie. That would probably actually help the help with the standings for sure. But yeah, I mean, just pretty interesting game. The Thursday nighters have been pretty interesting this year.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, let's move on to the next one here. We'll go with this one. All right. So this player, pretty solid stat line here. We got 28 carries for 107 yards, 2 touchdowns, as well as 2 catches for 18 yards.
Honestly, this sounds like the Packers running back. Because I know that's kind of like his exact stat line. So honestly, that's what I'm gonna go with. Emmanuel Wilson from the Packers.
That is correct. I figured you'd get that one. I had to throw him in because, yeah, I mean, definitely his best stat line of the year. Seemed to replace Josh Jacobs pretty well. But, yeah, I mean, just an easy win for the Packers. And the Vikings just not looking hot.
Yeah, and 9. As JJ McCarthy's alter ego,
hot and 9.
I mean, 87. I mean, he only had 7 incompletions, but only 87 yards and 2 picks, like just terrible. So, but yeah, I don't know. And then, like looking across the board, Justin Jefferson looked bad. Not that he looked bad. He didn't really get the ball a lot, but I mean, the Packers looked really good, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, Packers have kind of been a little on the inconsistent side this year, but I think they're, you know, starting to figure it out maybe towards the end of the season. Still only got 3 losses, though, and they put...
Yeah, that's the thing people forget. Like, only 3 losses. And all of them have been so close. So,
I mean...
I don't know. Tough stretch, but down the last few games. But, you know, I got faith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is... I mean, still got to play the Bears twice, who are, you know, they've been Yeah, I guess they don't really ever do good against the Packers, but kind of been cooking. They're 8-3, which are technically better than the Packers.
I mean, yeah, they are, which I can't believe is the case.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, it looks like they are just seen on here. The Detroit is favored -2.5 for the game on Thursday.
All right. I like those odds.
I mean, yeah, Green Bay at +120 money line could be, you know, could be a little sprinkle. It is the 1 p.m.er.
Maybe I'll say that the Lions is free loot so that they end up actually losing.
Yeah, that's just your luck. But yeah, I mean, just definitely excited for that you know, could be the best Thanksgiving game for this year. Definitely could be.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's talk about this last one here. This one, you know, maybe a bit tricky. But let's see if you got it. All right. This one, we got 12 targets for 8 catches, as well as 141 receiving yards, and also a 2-point conversion.
No touchdowns?
Correct, no touchdowns.
Ooh, that is a little tricky one. So who would have gotten a 2-point conversion this week? Honestly, I'm not even sure who would have gotten one. I mean, I guess maybe my first thought goes to, like, I don't know. Honestly, I'm going to go with just a guess, Rashee Rice, maybe.
That is actually correct. I didn't know. I don't know how you.
I will say, this was probably the first Sunday where I watched a lot of football. I pretty much watched every single 1 o'clock game, most of the 4 o'clock games, and then Sunday night.
Damn.
So I was locked in.
Oh yeah, I mean this game went. You know, was it the only overtime game of the week?
No, there was actually Lions was overtime.
Oh, that's right.
Jags Cardinals was overtime.
This game very well could have not went to overtime though, because the Colts put up a big defensive stop basically on the goal line against the Chiefs, and then forced them to play it safe and kick the field goal. And then I think Colts got a first in OT, didn't score, and then Chiefs got the field goal.
Then it was just the Rashee Rice show.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice just went off in this. And honestly, like, he went off in the clutch. Whenever there was a time when they needed him most, I mean, he came out and played great.
Yeah.
So.
And, I mean, Mahomes,
yeah,
he did, though, I think his interception was in the beginning of the game because he had, like, negative fantasy points right off the bat for me. And he was started out low for like the whole game, and then started turning up a bit more. Had 30 rushing yards. Kareem Hunt with the, as we mentioned earlier, 100 yard game. So
yeah,
he, you know, he's still looking good, which is crazy.
Yeah, and honestly, the Colts still played good even though Jonathan Taylor wasn't his normal self. It was really just, you know, their offense got a little stale. Up 14-9 at half. And then I believe they were up 20-9 at one point. The Chiefs, people keep saying, like, oh, don't let the Chiefs get hot. They're still 6-5. Like, that's still, you know, not a great record. But, you know, I guess down the stretch, there's a lot of winnable games. So
maybe Chiefs start putting together a few games, and then once it comes playoff time, they'll just end up turning it up, and you know, the rest will be history.
Yeah. As always.
But Yeah, that is all the games I had written down. Aiden, is there any you want to, brush over real quick before we move on to your segment?
Let's talk about a few. Honestly, Seahawks, barely squeak out the Titans, which was pretty surprising to see. Steelers unfortunately lose to the Bears. Honestly, it was fully off of that last penalty against the Steelers, which was the the illegal formation, which was really unfortunate. Jags won a good one against the Cardinals in OT. Cowboys come back against the Eagles 21-0, which you love to see. Buccaneers just get their butt handed to them, which I go into this game down by 11, and all I have is my kicker, and I'm like, all right, awesome. All I need is 11 points. My kicker can totally do that. This is going to be a high-scoring game. He ended up with 1 point, so unfortunate.
Now your kicker luck has just been bad.
It's terrible. I can't catch a break with these guys every single time. I don't know. It sucks, but what are you gonna do? I guess. But yeah, so those are the big games, and then obviously we don't know about the Panthers game, but we will see later if I can tie Vinny for the week, which would be huge. So. But, yeah, so that's all I got. Let's head into my segment, which is Who Am I? All right. So for my segment, Vinny, I'm going to send you over this random NFL player generator. And how we are going to do this is kind of back like what we would do in our glory days with Guess the Player, where you're going to generate a random NFL player until that you get one that you think I know, and I'll do the same for you, and then we're going to go back, basically like Guess Who, and try and guess the player that the other person has, and we'll do it no team question. All right, so yeah, what we're going to do is choose a player now. And I'll do this. All right, I'm good.
I got
a player.
I got someone.
All right. So we'll go back and forth, kind of guess who style, but no team questions. So this has to be based on, how well you may know the player.
No
so
team.
I'll let you start first.
What do you mean by no team questions?
I'd say you can't be like, do they play for the Raiders? Or maybe we can do conference, but no divisions.
Well, teams. Is it just like yes, no questions? Or
yeah, yes, no questions. So like, do they play in the NFC West?
Okay.
I don't think we should do that. More just, you can do conference, not divisions. And then any other thing works.
All right.
So. All
right.
Yeah, I'll let you start.
All right. Let's see. So is your player on offense?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the same question. Is your player on offense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is your player a running back?
Yes, he is.
Let's go.
I guess I'll get my conference question out of the way. Is your player in the NFC?
Yes.
Okay,
so I guess I'll get my comments question out of the way. Is your player in the AFC?
Yes.
Okay, I think I kind of got a pretty good idea here.
Okay, does your player catch passes?
What do you mean by catch passes?
Is he a pass catcher?
I mean,
like tight end.
I would say no.
Receiver.
No.
No. Okay.
All right. Okay. So I go now. How do I narrow this down without going into conferences? Okay. Is your player young?
No. I would say no.
No.
So is your player a quarterback?
Yes. They are a quarterback. All right. So not a young AFC running back. Okay. Let's see. I mean, should I like pull up some stats here, or like, are you pulling up player stats?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Let's see. So, is this player top 10 in rushing yards right now?
No, they're not.
What? Wait, are these all current players?
Yeah, current.
Okay. So not top 10. Okay,
is your quarterback considered the starter for their team when healthy?
The starter for their team when healthy. Wait, hold up. Let me check. Wait, what division?
Meaning like...
Wait, hold up.
My guy's in the AFC.
Okay, my guy's actually in the AFC too. I believe I misspoke because the picture is incorrect here. The first picture that shows up is not their actual team right now. So I guess that's kind of a hint, but it is an AFC player. And
then
I think your question was...
my other question. Yeah.
Yeah, so they are not... I would say that they're not the starter when they're healthy. Or if the full depth chart is in order.
Okay. That's a nice
comment. All right. So where was I? Okay, wait. So where was I in questions?
I believe you have... He's an AFC player. Or he's an AFC running back, not in the top 10. And he's old. Or not young.
So I don't know what you define as not young. Okay. Let's see. Wait, when you said not top 10, are you saying top 10 AFC or just in the NFL?
He's definitely... I don't think he's top 10 in either.
Okay. Let's see here. How many teams has this... I guess this... Can I ask that or does it have to be yes or no?
Yeah, I guess...
I would ask how many teams has this player played for?
In total, he has played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What?
6.
He's what? Played
for 6 different teams.
Different teams?
Yes.
Oh my, okay, so that, I feel like that should make it pretty easy. That should make it easy. Okay.
All right. Has your player played in, like, does he have stats this season?
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
They have played this season. Okay. Is this player the starter that normally is the RB1 for their team when they're in healthy?
No, I would not say so.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Would you consider your player on the older side?
That's hard to see. No, that's
okay,
hard
is
to
he decide. Over 30?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm kind of confused by this whole 6 teams thing. Like, I guess it's our top 10, but, like, has this player gotten yards this year?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm looking at the rushing leaders here. Oh, wait, I might have a guess. Okay. Okay. Oh, I think I may have a guess.
Would you consider...
You might have to go for a guess, bro.
Oh, really?
I mean, because I just can't think of how many other players play for six teams. But hey, I did go first, theoretically, so you would have another guess.
Okay, so you got to think of someone who played in the NFC but is now on an AFC team, has gotten stats this year. And I'm trying to think of guys who... Okay, maybe. So I guess I can ask a clarifying question because you did go first. Was this player a top five overall pick?
Was this player a top five pick?
Yes. If it's who I think it is, I might have it. But if not,
I'm gonna have to double check.
Yeah,
that.
Do a little fact check.
I'm gonna have to fact check that. Okay, it's not showing it right away. Wait, if it's yes, do you know who it is, or if it's no, do you know who it is?
If it's yes, I think I know who it is.
It is yes.
Okay, I think I know who it is. So now better get this right.
Oh, okay. I think this has to be. I just can't think of anyone else who have played on six teams.
Alright.
Okay. Is this player Raheem Mostert?
Yes. Dang it.
Let's go.
Yeah. Player Trey Lance?
No.
What?
He's not over 30. There's no way.
Oh my god! I forgot about that question.
What team is he even on now?
He's on the Chargers. But he was on the Cowboys.
And dude, okay, you forgot about the most crucial question.
Wow. Then I honestly... Wow, a top pick and I... Oh, is it? It's Daniel Jones, isn't it?
No.
Oh, what? Who is it?
Okay, dude, I thought you were on the right track, because... According to if this draft information's right, you can't really get a higher pick than this player.
So he's the first overall pick.
Yes. Oh.
He's gotten stat.
Wait. Amy, we may have a problem.
Why?
I think I may have given you some faulty information.
Oh my god, dude.
Okay, this player's... Okay, the pictures messed me up. So you may not be at fault here. This player is now... Okay, they were on an AFC team. They're now on an NFC team.
Is it Jameis Winston?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Dude,
what a joke.
The pictures were throwing me off, if I'm being honest.
What a joke. But you should know he plays on the Giants.
I do, because I was just... Because the first question you asked he was a receiver. I thought it was a trick question because Jameis Winston got the receiving touchdown this week.
I asked if he caught passes. Yeah.
Yeah, because you said caught passes. I'm like, technically he does.
Wow. I was going to just say we should only do one, but I think we might have to do another one.
Yeah, I guess we do kind of need to make one fair here.
Wow, the most important question.
Well, to be fair, your Trey Lance guess was ineligible because he's not over 30.
True, but that was like the only player that I could have even seen. I mean, out of all of the AFC quarterbacks with stats, he was the only one that went.
Does he even have stats this year?
Yeah, he has.
Bro, when did Burrow play?
I think he's gotten in. He has 81 passing yards. So
not bad. Okay, I guess I'll have to. I mean, that player would have been kind of easy, anyways.
Yeah. Okay.
But it generated it.
I have another one.
Okay. Wait, how?
Can't believe I got robbed. You know, that's
so I see. I would pick this player, but I think they're technically retired. So I'm gonna have to
pick
someone else.
Yeah, only current players.
All right, let's get someone. And also, this website, it said it hadn't updated Jameis Winston. It still said Browns here.
Yeah.
Because I just got Amari Cooper.
Oh gosh.
And dude, okay. You know what? I'm gonna go with this player.
All right.
You know what? Maybe I shouldn't. Because they might technically be retired also.
Oh my god.
Okay. We need to use an updated software.
I just looked up NFL generator. And this is the best I could do.
All right, this player I don't think is retired.
Okay, thank God.
Let me just make sure here.
Oh God.
Does it count if they're in jail?
No.
Okay. See, now this player I think is now released is not on a team anymore. Okay, so see, this is just against me right now. Can I just get like a normal player that just like plays? Can I just?
I mean, you could also just come up with one, too. If you.
That's true. That's true. All right, I'm gonna give it three more. Two. Okay. I got one. This one had camp a while ago or over, but I missed it. Okay, I'm locked in.
All right, I'll go first this time. Is your player? I'll just start with the division first. Is your player? Actually, no, I won't. Is your player on offense?
Yes. All right. Let me ask you the same question: is your player on offense?
He is.
Okay.
Is your player is your player a rusher of the football, meaning running back or quarterback?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Let me ask you, is your player a receiver?
He is a receiver. See,
I just go straight for it and I get it right.
Is your player a running back?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. So let's think here. We have a receiver. Okay. Offense. Okay. So is your player in the AFC?
Yes.
Okay.
Is your quarterback in the AFC?
Yes.
Okay.
I can confirm that. Okay. Is your player the wide receiver one on their team?
I would say no.
You would say no, or they are no?
Yeah. No, I would say no.
Okay.
I think everyone would say no. If you go to, I'm sure you're already on this, ESPN NFL player passing stats. Are they in the top 20 of passing yards for the AFC?
For the AFC? Let's take a look here. I would have to go with yes.
Okay.
Okay, so if I go for if I look at the receiving in the AFC, if I go for top 20, are they, top 30. Are they in the top 30?
For receiving in the AFC?
Yes.
Let's see. Where is he? No. Top 30?
Yeah,
no.
Interesting.
Okay. Is your player under 30 years old?
Yes.
Okay, that's huge.
Is your player Is your player under 30 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
Does your player have more than 15 or more passing touchdowns this year?
15 or more passing touchdowns? They do not.
Oh.
Okay. Is your player top 50 in rushing or receiving yards?
No.
So, bro. Dude, did you just pick someone random?
It's a known player.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Does your player have 5 or more interceptions?
5 or more interceptions. Let me double check here. The answer to that is no.
Oh. We're cooking.
So, you got top 50. Okay. Is this player in the top 75?
Yes.
Okay, so they're between 51 and 75. That helps me a tad bit.
Has your player only played for one team?
Let me just double check here. Let's just make sure that we ain't tripping. They've only played for one team.
They have.
Only one team.
Okay.
So I'm down. I need to find a way.
Two guys.
Let's see here. I don't know how to limit these. Is this player? Is this player short?
What are you counting as short?
Like under 5'11"?
No.
What?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Did your player's team win in this last week of football?
Let me just judge it. Yes.
Oh, I think I got it.
Okay, wait. So you went first, so I technically have two guesses to tie. But I really am just kind of concerned here. I don't really see. I don't think you'd put that guy. I mean, you said they're not the. Okay. I think I have. Right. If you're picking someone well known, I think I have a get. So it's either I go for the win. So I go for the win, or do I lose if I just guess wrong, or can I just guess again on the final?
No, I guess I can give you two guesses.
Okay, well, I am confident that your player is none other than DeAndre Hopkins.
It is not DeAndre Hopkins. Okay.
But how?
I believe your player is Davis Mills.
That is correct.
Okay. It is.
Okay. So, I feel like you're kind of trolling me because I'm looking in.
I promise I'm not.
You said they're under 6. They're under 5'11".
No, they're above.
Or above 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking in here, and there's really only two other. There's only three other receivers. Wait, how tall is this guy? This guy's short. Okay, there's really only two receivers it might be, and I gotta check their heights.
What? Who are the two receivers?
Okay, no. Okay, it might only be one option here.
Who's your option? I'm curious.
Oh, wait, I just found another option. Wait, when you say top 50, are you counting 50th place?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
If that makes it harder.
I think the only options I have here are Jared Higgins and Josh Palmer. So I really think those are my only... or could you go this guy? You said 6 foot over 6 foot, or like 6 foot and over?
He's 6 foot and over, yeah.
Okay. So if let me just check the height real quick. Okay, I think it's between Josh Palmer and Jared Higgins, but I think you would, because you said not the wide receiver one. I think some people would say sometimes Josh Palmer is wide receiver one. So I am actually, but then I said top 50, and you would have counted top 50, and Jared Higgins is 50th. So it's not going to be him. It actually could be, and I don't think it's count Tyreek Hill because he's out for the season. So I really think the only possible option is none other than Josh Palmer.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That is
who it is. Bro, that was, oh man.
Who considers Josh Palmer wide receiver one?
Bro, dude, every week they have a new wide receiver one.
True, that's, but you know, I would never, I would consider Gabe Davis wide receiver one before.
Bro, I would consider Khalil Shakir wide receiver one.
Yeah.
Man, pretty tough. It came down to the wire, did secure that.
Yeah, that was impressive. I honestly didn't think you would have that.
The height question actually helped me, because pretty all of the people I was thinking about, like Tyler Lockett, Calvin Austin, I was thinking of Tyler Lockett. So I narrowed it down.
Yeah. All right, well, that was a fun game. Kind of brought me back to our old days of playing Guess the Player. But, yeah, so that is all we got for that. And we can now move into some predictions. All right, so for predictions, this last week, not counting Monday night, I went 9-6, and Vinny went 10-4. So Vinny has the edge right now, but we did disagree on Monday Night Football.
Wait, 9-6 and 10-4?
Oh yeah.
That math ain't mathing, bro.
Wait, yeah, that math is not math.
I thought you said we would tie if you get this right.
Yeah, we would. I must have just added up the scores incorrectly. So you got, I got 4 wrong. Actually, it turns out we actually might be tied right now.
Oh.
So we both have 4. I think it's 10-4 each.
Oh, so it comes down to...
Is that right?
Comes down to tonight.
Yeah, we only got 4 losses each. Although, wait. Yeah. Okay, I don't know why I was tweaking. Okay, yeah, so, yeah, it does come down to tonight. We will have to look out for that. But let's just start this off. Packers versus the Lions. For the first Thanksgiving game.
I'm going to have to go with the Lions here. I don't know. The Packers did destroy them.
I'm risking
early in the season, but Packers. The Lions are a new team now.
True. But yeah, I'm going with the Packers. Next up, Chiefs at the Cowboys. Chiefs and Cowboys both with some big wins. I see you went the Chiefs, as you always do. And I'm going to back the Chiefs boys.
Why are the boys the Cowboys? Oh.
Because they have boys in their name.
Oh, I thought you were saying they were... I didn't know you were a Cowboys fan.
No. All right. Bengals versus the Ravens. Joe Burrow's return. But...
Potentially...
Yeah, I still think this is Ravens all day.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. Even though it is a must-win for them, so...
Mm-hmm.
Still think it'll be a good game.
All right, Bears versus the Eagles. Eagles gotta be revenge game.
Yeah, like comeback. Bears have been on a little hot streak, but yeah, I'm thinking Eagles.
Yeah. All right, Saints at the Dolphins. I'm going to go Dolphins here.
I agree with you there. Same, I mean, you know, I guess kind of never know with them, but Dolphins got more potential.
Agreed. Falcons at the Jets. Once again, a game I will probably not be watching.
I'm gonna say Falcons here, but you know,
I'm gonna go Falcons.
Jets have been a little better recently.
Mm-hmm. Rams at the Panthers. Rams honestly look like the best team in the league, so I will be going with the Rams.
Yeah, I don't think you can really bet against them right now. I'm gonna agree on that.
Yeah. Cardinals versus the Buccaneers, probably without
this one is a tough one because of that, this one's a tough one.
I'm honestly gonna go Cardinals.
I mean, yeah, the Bucs have been. I just think I'm still gonna go Buccaneers.
Okay.
The Cardinals, I don't know.
Texans versus the Colts. Colts for me.
Yeah, Colts gotta be bouncing back. I mean, even though Texans did get a big win, but yeah, I would go Colts here.
Agreed. 49ers versus Browns. Yeah, gotta be.
I mean, Shedeur Sanders gotta get his second start, but we'll see how the 49ers play tonight. That could influence it, but
yeah,
as of right now.
All right. Jags versus the Titans. Jags look randomly weird and then randomly like the best team. I'm still gonna go with them here, but
yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with that. They're very inconsistent, though.
Yeah, Vikings versus the Seahawks.
Oh, I mean, you know, with how the Vikings looked, I don't know if you can really be root going for them.
Yeah, I'm going Seahawks as well. The big one, Bills, Steelers.
You know, I'm going to go Bills. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm going to go Bills too.
You know, would I like the Steelers to win? Yes. I think it's possible, but I don't. It's just too hard to tell it anymore.
Yeah, agreed. Raiders at the Chargers. Should be Chargers.
Philly got to go. Chargers coming off a bye week. Yeah, I think you got to go Chargers.
Agreed. Broncos, Commanders. I'm gonna go Broncos here.
They're just on a roll.
Yeah, agreed. And then Giants, Patriots.
Oh man.
Yeah, not a great game.
Yeah, Giants are really playing for the first overall pick now. So
yeah, seriously.
Think they got more of a reason to lose.
If anything. But. All right, so that is all we got for this week. You know, we want to make sure to say Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and we hope you have a very safe and fun Thanksgiving, no matter where you are celebrating, and hopefully we get some good football, you know?
Yeah, I think, I kind of forget last year. I think we did last year, if I
remember. The Bears-Lions was pretty good. Packers, I think, smoked the Dolphins, and then the Cowboys played someone.
I mean, yeah, on paper, all three of these games could be pretty close. So
definitely.
I think we're in shape for a fun week.
Yeah, agreed. So, yeah, you got anything else for them before we wrap it up?
No, nothing particular. Just, you know, what Aiden said. Hope you guys are having a nice, you know, Thanksgiving or break from school if you're still in school. And we'll be back. You know, we'll be back next week, not virtual.
Yeah,
you know,
and
to
I
recap,
guess we probably should apologize in advance for if there's any delays or pauses. We've had some technical difficulties recording this episode.
It's always way more difficult, but yeah, should be ironed out for the next episode.
Yes, totally.
But all right, guys, we will see you in the next one. Have a nice Thanksgiving and see you next week. Peace.
Peace.